Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Cookin' Joe. Reports all over the place. And I'm reading now from Ian Rappaport. We allowed to mention him, Ron? I think we are. Steelers, and it's everywhere. As Horse over there said, KDK-TV has reported the same. Steelers owner Art Rooney II is in Florida, where he has a place, Rappaport says, and he hoped to meet with frustrated wide receiver Antonio Brown to clear the air. Brown has no plans to meet with Rooney, as he stated his intentions publicly. Talks on AB's future will ramp up in Indy, of course, at the Combine.
Yeah, neither one of those things surprises me. Art has been trying to talk to him since this whole thing developed the last weekend of the season, and AB's not answered the phone to the point that Art told us a couple weeks ago, I've stopped sitting by my phone waiting for it to ring.
But apparently he'll go to Florida to try to meet with him in
person. Well, but he may be down there anyway because he does have a place down there, and he may be in Florida anyway. And AB doesn't want to meet with him. He's made that very clear. So neither one of these things is too surprising to me. It's just more of the same with AB.
More of the same, but certainly newsworthy. Sure. That he actually wanted to go there and, quote, clear the air, according to some reports. There's going to be no air clearing here.
I don't think so.
Also, make no mistake, the Steelers control AB and not the other way around. That's not an opinion. It's a fact. But, Ron, we're wasting time here. Eric Hagman is waiting on the line in Bradenton. Eric, how are you today?
I'm great, Joe. If Art wants to invite me over to his place, I'll go.
How far away are you from where Art might be right now?
Art's probably got places on both coasts. But I'm on the Gulf Coast, but I imagine he's probably over on the Atlantic Coast. But I can get there. I could get there.
Eric, do me a favor. Kiss and make up with Joe. He cried the other day when you undressed him on the air, and he was hurt by it. Please kiss and make up with him and tell him it really isn't as personal as you made it sound the other day.
I'll also have you know I reported you to Human Resources.
Oh, boy. Well, let's see. That's once you've done that to me, and I've done that about six times to you. So,
what's going on in Bradenton?
What do you want to talk about?
Well, you tell us. You're the one who's there. What are you seeing? What's jumping out at you today?
I got to watch some really good bullpen action. Got to see those great arms the Pirates have. Tyone, Williams, Keller. Vasquez, they're bringing it. They're bringing it. They're starting to pick it up. You got that baseball sound, you know, the Vasquez fastball going into the Diaz mitt. It sounds pretty good. Let's see what else happened. Oh, we got more of the tennis balls being hit and the racquetballs being hit by the coaching staff to pitchers without gloves at shortstop. That's something that, you know, on the surface, it looks kind of funny. But Hurdle talked about that today, and he said, you know, we have to be better fielding our position on the mound. He said we were 29th out of 30 teams last season as far as defense on the pitching staff. So he's trying to get his pitchers to be a little more athletic out there and not, you know, do stupid things. He said, you know, we got to improve our pickoff throws, we got to improve covering first, and we got to improve fielding our position.
Our very own Eric Hagman, live from Bradenton. The spring training report is brought to you by Weather Seal Home Services. Eric, you mentioned Josh Bell the other day as a guy who looked different from last year, just looked incredibly cut. Not that he ever looked like a weakling before, but I'm wondering if anybody else's appearance is radically different from last season or if anybody just has just kind of a different look about him.
That's a real good question, Joe. Boy, oh boy. And you know what? You know, their pitching staff is a big staff. Those guys are all big. You know, just off the top of my head, I can't really think of anybody. I imagine when Marte gets in, you know, he's pretty cut. One thing, Colin Moran doesn't really look any different. He's still got the long beard, and he's still tall and thin. But he, according to Hurdle, wants to improve his agility in the field. He felt, you know, that he was a hindrance at third base last year, that he didn't get the balls that, you know, average and above average third basemen need to get to. And he's been doing all kinds of different routines and techniques, exercises, those sort of things to try to become more agile in the field. Hurdle said, you know, we'll have to see once he gets out there when the ball's flying at him, but he likes the way he's moving. So I don't know. You know, it's not that he needed to lose weight or anything like that. He just needed to be more fleet of foot.
Eric, when is the full squad in? And first workouts are Monday, right?
Right. Everybody's got to be here by Sunday.
I am eager to hear your report on what Gong looks like. I can't wait to hear what he is going to the impact he's going to make on you, because I think he's a key part of this team.
Well, Gong's here. He's here. And
I missed that. I didn't see anybody reporting on that.
Oh yes, I actually had photos up there, Ron.
Well, you know, I don't follow you, so.
Well, if you would have listened to the morning show, because I talked about that, but I'll tell you in a nutshell what I said about Gong. He really looks relaxed, and he's having a lot of fun. He's speaking a lot of English in the clubhouse, not to the point that he wants to conduct a full interview in English, but he says hello, and he actually carries on a little bit of a conversation. But he just looks like he's a guy that knows he got a second chance in Major League Baseball, and he got a second chance maybe to turn his life around, and he's not going to blow it. And whether, again, what happens, I don't know what's going to happen with him this year. But he's a very relaxed guy. He's actually a lot of fun to hang around.
Eric Hagman, live from Bradenton. Eric, but between the time we talked to you last and today, has there been any update on Musgrove, whether his start of the year might be in doubt?
Nope, nothing new. He's taken part in all the drills. He's throwing. He didn't throw off the mound today. He wasn't in the group scheduled to throw off the mound, but he threw a long toss. Everybody who is here is doing what they are supposed to be doing. So maybe some guys don't go through quite the extensive drills as other guys, but they're all taking part of Archer today again. He threw yesterday off the mound. Today he was doing some long toss. So there's nothing. No red flags have popped up yet.
Is there a guy there that we might not know his name, or a lot of fans wouldn't know his name, that's sort of being pegged as, all right, this is a guy to watch in camp, or has already opened a couple eyes even in the short time they've been there?
Oh, boy. Let me think on that. Clint gets that question like every day, and he doesn't want to answer it. You know, he says, oh, it's day two of camp. Oh, it's day three of camp. It's way too early. I'm just trying to think from my own observation. I think a couple of the pitchers, and I wrote about Aaron Slagers on our website. He's that big 6'10" pitcher who has to duck his head every time he walks into the clubhouse. I mean, he was the Twins' minor league pitcher of the year in 17, and he can bring it. He's a big pitcher who can bring it. I think Brandon Maurer, you know, who had some decent seasons, he's bounced around. He's in as a non-roster player. He was throwing hard today, and he likes him. And, you know, if he's healthy, I think he's got a real good shot at making this team. So, I mean, Brandon Maurer is kind of a household name in baseball because he's been around for a few years, but I think he is one. And, again, this Slagers kid who they claimed off waivers from the Twins.
Eric, great stuff as always. We appreciate it. I stayed very much attuned to you today, and we'll be talking
Thank
to you next
John.
Week.
Eric, I got to be honest with you. He wasn't listening to one damn word you said. Well, I can honestly say that he was over there on his phone doing something else. I'm trying to wave to him. He's so focused on that and not paying any attention to you.
Thank you, Eric.
But I listened to every word you said.
I know you do. You know, every day down here is better than the previous, if only because I'm closer to me getting back to you guys.
Oh, we can't wait, Eric. Believe us.
Goodbye, Eric.
See you, Eric.
Bye, guys.
Thank you, Eric.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.